Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man fatally stabbed his brother's friend after nobody shared weed with him, says the sheriff. Sheriff's office. The Florida man was fatally stabbed by his friend's brother after the alleged killer flipped out because no one shared the weed with him. He didn't get a chance. Joseph McDonald, 31, was charged with murder after a manhunt. He was arrested Sunday. Volusia County Sheriff deputies responded to a home about 11 in the morning. They encountered the 21-year-old victim who stumbled outside as he bled from a stab wound to his stomach. The victim pointed to the house when he asked who was behind the attack, but couldn't provide more information. He did not make it. He passed at the hospital. The suspect fled the house following the stabbing. They identified, along with a witness, McDonald as the person of interest. They had a helicopter crew, all kinds of stuff. They got his arrest on camera. He was charged with first-degree murder. And he said that they had a fight over not sharing weed, and it escalated from there. Wow, this guy's literally going to, like, prison probably forever now for that. Oh, my heavens. Let's see here. A Florida man who shot down a law enforcement drone now faces 10 years in prison. It was a law enforcement drone being used at a business near his home, and he's facing a decade in prison. Wendell Goney, 52, of Mount Dora, pled guilty Thursday in federal court to possessing. He's a convicted felon, so he's not even allowed to possess a firearm. His sentencing is scheduled for January. There was a burglary at this 10-acre industrial property. And so they had a drone, a $29,000 drone that they were using. And then the gunfire from a neighboring property caused it to crash into a metal roof and catch fire. Jeez. The deputies went to the property and they found Goney, who said he shot it down with a .22 because it had been harassing him. This guy, check this out, he literally had 29 felony convictions. What? Aggravated assault, all kinds of violent stuff, drug possession, burglary, lots and lots of assaults. They said that he was actually barred from possessing a firearm, so he's in a lot of trouble. Oh, my heavens. A Florida man was arrested for stealing his ex-employer's street sweeper to, quote, to do a job with a competing company. How do you steal a street sweeper? I mean, they're kind of big, right? He is behind bars. He took a stolen street sweeper for a spin. I'm assuming not like the way that we would define it in downtown St. Louis, but like, you know, like the actual street sweeper. Only people who listened to, who understand country grammar will get that song. Let's see, or get that that reference. Marion County Sheriff's, they said that Kevin Aponte was arrested Thursday, charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle. A lawn care business owner told deputies somebody stole his street sweeper. And then when they asked Aponte about it, he's like, well, he separated from the business. I love the language. He tried to be all legalese. And he had asked to use the street sweeper and was denied, said deputies. But he said he just needed to borrow it to do a job. And now he's in trouble. We're going to talk tomorrow about how a guy broke into a jail. You usually break out of them, but not into them. But that's not what happened in this case. All right, folks. So you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com today, complete a very simple form, and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Don't delay.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
When we first launched the fund, there was some backlash that came with launching the fund, and I want to address and acknowledge that backlash right now, and here's what I have to say about that. I get it, and I completely understand. And I could have been better. And next time I will be better. And I understand, you know, money ain't falling out of the sky and it's not growing on trees. And there's a lot of people out there who's living paycheck to paycheck. And I get it, and I know what that's like. I've lived paycheck to paycheck. $7, I know. I know what that's like. And when you are living paycheck to paycheck, I don't want to speak for everybody, I'll speak for myself, but I feel it's connected. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, I was easily pissed off and I was frustrated. And the last thing you want to hear when you are living paycheck to paycheck is someone asking you for money, especially when the person asking you for money already has a lot of money. So I get it. I understand. I'd never launched a fund before, but I'm a quick study and lesson learned.
I'm trying to figure out the backlash just because it's Oprah. I kind of wonder if it was just because it was Oprah.
Well, yeah.
But is he as polarizing as she is? Because I don't think he's been as political. I mean, I think he's got his own political douchery. But that's The Rock, who, by the way, was talking about, he set up this Maui fund with Oprah. I mean, Maui fell out of the news. Good heavens. The Democrats really wanted it to fall out of the news. But they set up this fund and they were talking about, you know, I'm telling you, some of the GoFundMes are weird. Right? Aren't they weird? Like the dude who was stabbed in the street in, was it in New York? And his girlfriend, I think, was in shock. And also, I don't know, it was weird. His girlfriend just kind of stood there. It was all weird to me. His friends literally went to GoFundMe and started a fund for themselves, begging for money so that they could get, remember him and grieve while taking time off work. What? Did you guys see that story? They were described as depraved ghouls profiting off of Ryan, their friend Ryan's death. Ryan Thorson, the Brooklyn activist who was murdered. And his friend set up this GoFundMe asking for help to offset the cost, literally is what they said, quote, to offset the cost of working class people taking time off work to mourn. That is some white progressive privilege right there. Holy cow, man. They wanted to raise $70,000. That's a salary. That's a nice salary. Holy cow. And that's what they literally said in their in the GoFundMe thing. And here, apparently they raised $20,000 of it. Who gave them $20,000 for this? Now, that kind of stuff, you know, the Oprah and The Rock thing, yeah, they got a lot of money. And I'm sure that I bet they probably donated a lot. I don't know. I mean, because Oprah's got a house there, you know, and isn't The Rock like part of his family? And aren't they from Hawaii? Like he's part like part of his Polynesian. So I don't know. Like I think it's I don't understand the purpose of getting mad because somebody has a lot of money and they're asking you to if you would are interested to give. I do think it's probably helpful in some cases, maybe to just tell people that you're also giving if you're asking for a lot of money because people are broke. I get that. But did he really need to do a video where he said paycheck to paycheck 5,000 times and seemed, you know, I don't know. It was just weird to me. The whole thing is weird. Do you think you seem awfully quiet, Kane? So I am inferring
no,
that
I just
you
see this
hate
as,
him.
I, no, of course okay. I don't hate the I don't even know him. But all I know is that this looks like Hollywood PR stuff right yeah. here. This is what it is. It's Hollywood PR stuff.
Are we that cynical?
Yes. Yes.
You are very eager.
I am.
I mean, yes, I am. Like I'm Diogenes jaded. is an icon. But
definitely jaded.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like I have always prided myself on my cynicism. Because I just think it's a realistic way of looking at the world. But at the same time, there's something sad about being so cynical that you even look at, you have to sit here and measure every deed.
Well,
is it really
it
a good deed?
I can turn it on and off.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I find myself going, I'm literally measuring whether that's a good deed or whether that's a grift. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with the Ryan Thorson Carson thing is definitely a grift. I mean, his friends are morons. They are so stupid. I hope they should be haunted. That's ridiculous. $70,000 to go, but geez, Minnelli. You all know that I have several Kel-Tec firearms that I love, but the PMR-30 is perhaps my favorite great all-around reliable Kel-Tec. And for those of you who might be recoil shy, the PMR-30 is great for personal or home defense, but it's also really recreationally. Its lightweight, accuracy, and 30-round, 22-magnum capacity make it perfect for hiking, backpacking, camping, boating, and an all-out fun range day plinking. Right out of the box, the PMR-30 offers excellent target acquisition with its high-vis fiber optic front and rear sights. If you want a recreational carbine, the CMR-30 is the PMR-30's big brother and accepts the same 30-round, 22-magnum magazines with a ballistic advantage. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about the PMR-30, and while they are, sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider to stay up to date and follow them on social media. Go to KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KelTecWeapons.com today. KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We're still waiting for the president to make remarks. He's 23, 24 minutes late at this point coming out. They were scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central. So we may take some of those depending on when he comes out and actually gives these remarks. Speaking of the president, his brother now is compromised. Apparently, he posted all kinds of naked selfies on a gay dating site called Guys with iPhones. And his brother admitted that they were his photos, saying, quote, my phone must have been hacked. Apparently, the photos were uploaded in 2018. Nobody believes that he was hacked. Nobody does. What is with this family doing being gross? Honestly, this whole family is like has issues. They have serious issues. Some schools are cutting honors classes to address what they say is racial equity, which is one of the most racist things I've ever heard of in my entire life. Districts in California and Illinois are reporting data saying that there's some benefits from the changes. So instead of helping minority students get into honors classes, they decided to cut honors classes because they're assuming that apparently minority students cannot be helped to get into honors classes. Or maybe their teachers are so horrible that they're just completely incompetent and can't assist these students in getting into these classes. But either way, it's the what is the saying that it's basically racism of lowered expectations, the bigotry of lowered expectations. There's a warning over a shortage. This has been going on for quite some time. Over ADHD medication, patients are saying that they've had to call dozens of pharmacies to get a hold of their medication. Customs agents seized a box of giraffe poo at a Minneapolis airport. Don't ask questions. No, they apparently it was a passenger arriving in Minneapolis last week from a vacation in Kenya. And they decided, I guess, as you know, most people get like, tchotchkes or a T-shirt, you know, maybe a stuffed animal. This person brought back giraffe poo. U.S. Customs and Border Protection highlighted the intercepted fecal matter. To draw awareness, they said you can't have agricultural contamination and spread of disease. You can't bring that kind of stuff back. It was an Iowa woman. She did declare it when she was passing through customs. It did catch agents by surprise. You have to declare this kind of stuff. And then you can't bring in, like, there's fruits. There's all kinds of stuff. When I was going through customs coming back from Italy, I had to declare my limoncello. And I had to, like, explain to them, no, it's limoncello. It's a liqueur. Like, literally nothing's going to survive in this. It's like 1,011%. Nothing's going to survive in this. I promise you. They let it go through, but they were like, wait a minute. You said lemon. I'm like, yes, limoncello. Now, one of the back and forths that we've had is Senator Tommy Tuberville, right? We've talked about this issue before, how he's been blocking military promotions because Democrats took what is a standard, always has been a very standard, very innocuous NDAA, which is the Defense Authorization Act. And they have taken that and slipped in it a poison pill special interest spending, including taxpayer-funded abortion on demand. And that Tuberville and others have said that this is, you know, it's a violation of the Hyde Amendment, which is true, yes, because remember, money's fungible. It's a violation of the Hyde Amendment, et cetera. But also, why are we paying for that? And they also had proposed taxpayer-funded trans surgeries. I mean, you have veterans who can't get taxpayer-funded surgeries to deal with medically necessary things brought on by combat, but we're talking about spending taxpayer dollars to rearrange the Franken genitals of people who want to identify as a different unscientific sex than with which they were born. That doesn't make any sense to me. This is the stuff that Tuberville opposes. And as of such, he's been a holdout. Democrats have a razor-thin majority, even closer than what we have in the House as Republicans. But he has opposed this in the Senate. And so everyone's been hitting him with, oh, well, you're this is dangerous what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. You're endangering national security without any regard for what Democrats did to take what has always been a bipartisan authorization bill for defense spending and taking it and have politicized it without any regard for Democrats' actions on that for the first time. So let's introduce General Michael Hayden. General Michael Hayden is a tub of fun, right? Lunchbox over here. This guy is with generals like him. There's no question as to why we haven't won wars in a long time. He is former director of CIA and NSA. While at the NSA, he got in trouble because he lied to Congress about spying on Americans. They were collecting our phone conversations and everything else, domestic surveillance, and he lied under oath to Congress about that. So he's a special kind of person, also a former director of the CIA. And so he said this yesterday. He quote tweeted some moronic Democrat activist who overfiltered her avatar on Twitter because she's not attractive enough to not try to look like marzipan. And she tweeted, quote, should Tommy Tuberville be removed from his committee? Yes or no? General Michael Hayden tweeted, quote, how about the human race? Yeah. So for the people arguing that only the government and law enforcement should have guns, this retired general and former CIA director and director of the NSA literally suggested killing a sitting senator. Yeah, that guy. And then he had the audacity to continue to complain about it and call the people who objected to it MAGA nuts, which I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Yeah, again, with generals like that, no wonder we don't win wars. Is that an insurrection? You got a leftist who's... Remember, these are the people who say words are violence. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is a full-on call for an assassination of a sitting senator, because that's what they've done. If they want to play that game, then, and I saved the screenshot, but he hasn't lied. He hasn't done it. Not going to be any kind. There's not going to be any kind of repercussions for him. Nothing like that. But this is what the left, this is the kind of stuff they do. So he again lied to Congress about domestic surveillance. Does it make you feel comfortable to know that there are people like this in the upper echelon of our government? Do you still disbelieve in a deep state after knowing that this guy was director of the CIA, and this is the kind of stuff that he says? Do you have any idea? Do you have any questions left in your mind as to why people distrust their government now? I mean, the answer to all of this should be no. But it seems insurrection-y. Just got to say, it seems a little insurrection-y to say this. He had tweeted, like I said, he came back and tweeted, I was surprised to wake up this morning and discover that many MAGA nuts had lost their mind over my suggestion that Tuberville not be considered a member of the human. No. He said off of the, he said out of the race, like you literally were talking about killing him, but okay. Okay. And we wonder why recruitment is down. This guy serves in the middle, served in the military. Why would any parent encourage their child to serve in our military, knowing that they might fall under the jurisdiction of some self-important fat ass like General Michael Hayden. Who, by the way, there were a lot of people who were like, yeah, he was nothing more than a pencil pusher. Like combat vets who were like, yeah, we're familiar with him. Coming out and saying, yeah, he's a pencil pusher. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm just going to let that lay on the table for your consideration. You know, I'm just going to let the people who are actually in the you know what make those determinations.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.